Does anybody have any kashas on the Brisker Rav's kasha? We understand the issue that the Brisker Rav is raising. According to Rashi, if it's not a chayev altogether, why would it be a tolda? And according to Riv, what is the justification for saying tolda sayin is lavki, for saying the having the havamina of tolda sayin lavki yotzei bahen? What's the basis for the iboya? And the emes says that kenei kach, that we were only going to satisfy the Ivoya by saying Halach Lamesh B'Sinai. That means Al Pisvara, there really is no basis for Tolda saying Lav Kiyotzei. So if that's the case, what's the basis for the Ivoya? So instead of going further in the Brisker Rav, which will require looking at some later sugyas, let's put the Brisker Rav's kash on the side and learn further, and then we'll pick up more yesodos so that we'll be able to understand the sugya deeper. And it's one of the, there are many, many sugyas like this, but certainly the very beginning of the Masechta, the Bava Kama, as you'll see today, so we have to continuously pick up new ideas and then re-thread them and review what we already established. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Sholish Oves Nemru Bishor, Akeren, Ashein Veregel. Karen Minolan, and we know that Karen, Shein Veregel have distinct properties, distinct parameters, and distinct exemptions. Karen Minolan. How do I know that there is an Ov called Karen? So this supports the very first Rashi in the Masechta, that every Av is going to have a Makor in Chumash. So Karen, if it's called an Av, Minolan, it has to have a Makor. What's Minolan? The Tana Rabbanon, Ki Yigach, Ein Negicha Ela B'Karen, Shenemar V'yas Loi Tzidkiyah Ben Kenana, Karnei Barzel, V'yomer Koy Omar Hashem, Be'ele Tenagach Es Aram. So it's an opportunity to learn a little bit of Navi. That's the Gemara says in Gittin. That's why it's called Talmud Bavli, because Hakol Bol Masechai, that one learns Tanakh, Agada, Halacha, all from Gemara, and that's the justification for the yeshiva system of not having separate shurim in the Tanakh. So we have to remind ourselves that at the end of Melachim, is at the end of Melachim Aleph, is after the period of the north and the south. So Yehoshaphat was a Melech Yehuda, and he came to the Melech of Yisrael at that time, I think the successor of Achav, and at that time, the Melech Yisrael, the northern kingdom, wanted to do battle in the northern part of Israel, from the very north. Probably somewhere in the area that we would call, probably somewhere near the Golan, probably south of the Golan. And Yehoshaphat was willing to join with Yisrael to do battle. Yehoshaphat was one of the good Melachim of Yehuda. And he asked the Melech Yisrael whether we can get Nevuah in order to ascertain that we'll be successful in the battle, or to get Rishus to go to battle. Because you need to have Rishus. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You need to go to Sanhedrin to get Rishus. So he said to Yehoshaphat, no problem getting, no problem, I think he brought hundreds of Nevi'im. And they all prophesied that he would be successful. And Yehoshaphat said, can't we get a Navi Emes of you? Can't we get one of our own? So Melech Yisrael said, that he's always being made against me. So, and I'm going to go to the Navi Emes. So, Yehoshaphat said, Afal Pikein, and this was right after the event of Achav and Izebel, and this was right after Achav and Izebel, and what did Izebel kill? Because he wanted to Kerem Novus. Right. Then that's when the Novi said to Achav that because he took liberties and killed Novos just for the sake of getting his vineyard, so that sealed the fate of Achav. Then Achav did tshuva, so the at least remorseful. So he said that Achav himself would live, but his descendants would be entirely wiped out. And as the Navi says, his descendants would bleed and the dogs would lap up the blood of his descendants. So right, so that's what happened to this Melech Yisrael, that the Navi said, that first the Navi said, Yehoshaphat, you will be successful, and Yehoshaphat grills them, and he says, no, that you will not come home successful, I'll part ways. And the and then Michoyu takes issue with the Navi Emes. Tzidkiyo, sorry. Michoyu was the Navi Emes, and Tzidkiyo was the Navi Sheker in this case. And Tzidkiyo dramatically gives his nevuah by holding up Karnei Barzel, and he said, "Behem be'ele tenagaches aram." That was a simon. Why? Because the Navi Emes would use simonim. It's like this week's parsha. That's the Ramban of Parshas Lech Lecha. That Nevi'ei Emes would many times begin their nevuah with a simon. And by beginning with the simon, that brought the nevuah into the olam. It was megashim. It was gave concretized the nevuah. And once it was concretized, so then it was a bracha in this world, and then would further flourish. That's how the Ramban explains the Eliyo Navi with the being able to create an abundance of oil as long as there were kelim. He needed the kelim in order to begin the nevuah into this world. So the Navi Sheker learned this ploy as well, but the Sheker. So he picked up two horns, or one horn, and he said, Be'ele tenagaches, or Karni brought with two horns, Be'ele tenagaches aram. At the end of the story is that the Melech Yehoshaphat went dressed as the king. The Melech Yisrael went disguised, because he figured that if you get the king, if you take the king out, so then that's a way of demoralizing the troops. They went after Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat said, I'm not the king over here. I'm just the Ozer. I'm from Yehuda. So they dropped Yehoshaphat, and then Balgei Hashgacha Pratis, a blind arrow went and killed the disguised Melech Yisrael. And he tried to keep the troops going, so he didn't want to admit that he was dying. And the Navi dramatically describes that the blood dripped all over the chariot in order to mekayem the nevuah that the descendants of Achav, the dogs will lap up the blood of his descendants. So our Gemara says that from this event that the Navi Sheker took the horns and said, Ba'ele tenagach. So that's how we know that Negicha is Karen. Negicha is what happens with Karen. Kiyigach, when the Torah said, what's Kiyigach? So we find out from Tzidkiyah, from his Lashon, that Kiyigach means to gore. Karen. The Oimer, and we have another pasuk, Bechor Shoyrei Honar Loi, V'karne re'em karnam. Bahem yinagach. Right, that's the bracha given to Yosef. B'chor shor alav v'karne re'em sisi. What do you do with a keren? You do tenagach. So we know that negicha is gorin. Gemara says, Mai v'oimer. Why do we need a second pasuk? V'chiteima divrei tori divrei kavolo lo yalfinon. Because maybe you'll say that we cannot learn pashas, it means dine deraisa, from divrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah are neviim. Our shita explains why divrei kabbalah called neviim. Why neviim called divrei kabbalah? So the pashas is because they are similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, in that divrei mekubalah misinai. Every navi is divrei kabbalah. Navi does not figure things out on your day svara. So that would not be Nevunavu means, right? And the our Shita says a different Hezber.
Didn't they get from
Moshe, though? One second. Our Shita says that Divrei Kavol Miloshen Koivlim, Miloshen Echocha, Miloshen to give Musa. So Divrei Tari cannot learn Dina Deraisim in Divrei Kabbalah. The Pashtos, that means that the Baruch Hashem said at the end of Chukosai that Ve'ela. And the Gemara says, "Mikan she'ein navi rishayin lechadesh domer." A navi cannot be mechadesh any halachas. Once we have the Torah shebichsav, so we cannot. We can only be mechadesh din de rabbonon. We cannot be mechadesh if a navi tells us he has a new giloi that Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala new din to him. So he would not be mekabel, and we would question the veracity of that Novi. The only time a Novi can change a din or mechanish a din is by Yirah Shah. It has to be a Novi Muchsuk. But Stam, if a Novi would say that he has a new din de Raisa, we would say, could not be. Right? Ein Novi Rashay Lechadesh Dover. A Novi can be mechanish al Yedei as an Abbezdin. Most of our Neviim were also an Abbezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu was also an Abbezdin. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein to lane at least once every 3 days. But that was Moshe Rabbeinu b'toiras and Avezdin. That was Moshe Rabbeinu b'toiras and din derabbanon. Laning once every 3 days, Parshas B'Shalach, that's a din derabbanon, not a din deraisa. Similarly, Yeshaya Novi records the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos and Kovid Shabbos. So the Pashtos, Kovid Shabbos, and then the Rabbanon. The Novi's Mechadishah. He's Mechadishah, but Tervis and Abbezah, not Tervis and Novi. Oynik Shabbos, some Achorinim say that is like a Dinde Raisa for other reasons, because we learned from the Mon. But the point that we're making is that Ein Novi, Chabashan Chadesh Dovar, and Divrei Torah, mean Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinu. So you might say that we are not able to darshan that negicha is goring from a Novi Sheker, from a passage in Nevuah. I mean, it was a Novi Sheker, but it was recorded by Yirmiya. So, lo yalfinon toshma b'chor shoyroi hodar loy. The Gemara says that is, again, the Gemara says that that's not a good reason to require a second pasuk. Why? Haimela fulgilei milsav almo. Right? What's the Gemara saying? This is a yesod in halacha. This passage. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that's not a good reason to require a second makor. Why not? Gemara said, why do we need two makoros? Because divrei tori kavod afinon. So Gemara says, not a good reason. Why? No? What's that? That's a good kash, but that's not what the Gemara is asking. What's the Gemara asking?
It's not
being right. The Gemara is saying that this is just a linguistic, a literary technique. We need to know what the word, what yigach is. That's all. So, instead of bringing a raya from alkali, from Jastro, instead of looking it up and trying to find out that in the time of the Tanakh, how did people speak, instead of trying to find cave writings, So we say, we're going to go to the Navi. We're not going to the Navi with Torahs. That they're going to a Navi Sheker Soysef. We're not going to Yirmiyahu's record with Torahs a halachic source. We're just using it as what's called a Gilui Milsa. It's just being Megala, just to be explaining to us something. So you can't say that that is Divrei Torah, mean Divrei Kalbola Loyalfinon. Right? Even if we were to say what Daniel said is accurate, this is not a Navi being Mechadish anything. You say it further. It's not even a Navi teaching me a detail of a previous din. Luyat Suyer. You would be in action, and you would say, Yirmiyahu HaNavi used this phrase, he recorded this passage. Why do you have to tell us this? Why do you have to tell us what the Navi Sheker said? Why did he pick out one Navi? There are hundreds of Navi Sheker there. So why did Yirmiyahu say, you know what, let's record one Navi Sheker? For all we know, there were all sorts of, every Navi picked up his own siman. So why did Yirmiyahu Davke pick the siman of Tzidkiyahu to tell us? Could argue that Yirmiyahu HaNavi knew there was an ambiguity in Chumash, the Kigach, Shorish. He also learned Bava Kamim and Navi. He also learned Avin Ezekiel. Right? So he knew there was an ambiguity. So he said, you know what? Gvaldik, I'll be Kaveh L'Doreis, the Pirush. So the Gemara says, even if you'll say that, even if you'll say that Yirmiyahu HaNavi recorded this so that we would be able to learn Pshat, it's still a Gilui Milsa. It's still not being Mechadish HaDin, Bechlal, no Din. It's simply telling me how to translate a word in Chumash. So that's the case, that nobody can come and say, I need a second source. It's Gvaldik. I have a source, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he recorded it, V'Eile Tinagaches Aram. So we still haven't justified the second source. The Gemara says, "Ma'atema ki polik." And here's the source. Here's the line we're going to focus on. So again, so where are we? How are we coming to these two lines? The Gemara says that the Braisa, in explaining to us the source for the Gicha for Karen, the Tanoim had to explain that when the Rebbeinu Shlom says v'chi yigach shor ish o es isha, what is negicha? How do you know what negicha is? Is negicha kicking? Is negicha trampling? How do you know negicha is garbage? So the Gemara says, I needed a double raya for that. A pasuk in Melachim and a pasuk in B'zayis Habracha. The Gemara says, why? Now the time keep all the grachmona ben tom lemuad hani v'levit lusha. Abobim chumeres. Gemara says, because if I had the pasuk of Be'ela, I would have said, you know what negicha means? Means negicha means when an animal picks up some item from the floor and then with that item starts wreaking damage. Right? The Lamoshal picks up some torn horn off, picks up the and does damage with. So that is such a strange, bizarre event. The Torah says, Chatam Ha'uad, Ned Chai right away. But for an animal to use his own antlers to do Hesek, not so bizarre. So I might have thought, you know what Yirmiyahu was teaching me? He was teaching me that Ki Yigach means an animal which picks up an item from the floor and is mazik with it. No. So then, what would the din be with an animal that gores normal, gores with its own antlers? So this is the troubling line. The Gemara says, I would have said, that's a mu'ud. Good. That's the sugya. Alright? What are the Rishonim asking the sugya? That's the kash in the sugya? No, what has to be explained?
Where do we get this Havamina from?
What's the Havamina?
That without the Pasuk would be, without the Pasuk of Kuber would be more Rishon.
Right. Whereas the Havamina, right, say again, if we're not going to develop a sugya from a diuk in the Yalfus over here. The Gemara says, Lu Yitzuyer, I only had one pasuk. I would say, if an animal gores in the normal way, it would be chayiv to pay hezek sholim. So the Taisa says, Vehecha Taisa. How would I say such a thing? In other words, Taisa is challenging the sugya. The sugya says, I need two limudim. Taisa, you don't need two limudim. You would have no sore, and if I wouldn't have tuli mudim, I would say an animal that gores with its own antlers, an animal that gores with its own horns, what we call keren muchuberes, would be chayiv nezek sholem. So Taisa says, why chayiv nezek sholem? No, what basis? So you'll tell me a tolda. A tolda of what? Tolda of regel. So the tolda of regel is derech ilucha. Right? An animal doesn't damage with his horns derech ilucha. Derech ilucha may step on something. It may rub against something.
Right?
What?
It may bang into something.
Yeah, so that lechor is not what Chazal understood Karen. Right? Karen is an animal which is kavon elazik. Right? In other words, if I would have had an ov called Shane, Regel, and Karen Tlusha. So where does Karen Muchuberes fit in? An animal that is having a good time enjoying himself eating at my expense, that's Shane. An animal which in a normal course of walking damages regal. An animal just goes absolutely crazy and picks up something from the ground and then rams with it. That's Shane Tol. That is Karen Tolish. What about Karen Mechuber? Where does it fit? So you want to put it into boar. Boar, you have to go to the hezek. You have to go over to the animal, the Karen, and bait it. But it's not dark and lazy. Even Mechuber is not dark and lazy. Still Kavan
Hazik. How can it be totally Kavan Hazik?
Why should it be totally, or why can't it be totally?
It should be totally Kavan Hazik.
So Daniel says, make it into a tolda of Karen.
Unless it's...
So now, so why is that not pshat in the sugya? With that?
Then
be chayav chatzin ezek. The Gemara is saying, if I wouldn't have an extra pasuk, it would be kula mu'edes. Taisva says, l'shalim nezek sholem afilu b'pam rishoyna v'im toimar mehei teise. How would we learn this? Im et lusha. That's what Daniel says. Dayak et lusha. So it's only a chayav chatzin ezek. That we could live with. If the Gemara would say, Ema, that Mechuberes is Chatzinez, we live with it. The only problem is, the Gemara can't say that. Because Gemara would say that, I thought it would need a second Pasuk. Right? Im Ishor Avos. So now you'll tell me, so we'll learn it for another Av. But when you get to Heyom and Beis, that's what I wanted to accomplish during Elul, so Karen, Adifa, we don't have any of that's kavanose lahazik. Right? Boar is the closest. That's why Eli chose boar. But even boar is not kavanose leilchu hazik. Vafilu keren osi. So maybe you'll say, right? Imi shor ovis. Tinach Lamanda Omar Karen Adifa the Kamanoisel Aze. Vafilo Karen Osi Ukid and Meforshan Tamla Kamon. Taina Lamanda Omar Palga Nizkum Amoida. The Islay Stam Shvorm Lav Mecheska Shimu Kaime. So Taisa says, okay, I can work it out. I'll be able to explain our sugya according to if I connect certain dots. What dots have to connect? That Karen is Kavanoisil Hazik. That Karen is that Stam Shor Bilav Chezkas Shimur. That means that when you buy a shore, you have to give it Shemira. And therefore, if you don't give it Shemir, you're responsible for it. So in that case, according to that Manda Omar, we would be able to say that somehow we will be Mechayev. Will we be Mechayev? No. We will probably say a combination of Shein, Regel, Bor. Somehow we'll be able to say, I have an animal, chayiv to watch over it, and if I don't watch over it, it's chayiv in Ezekim. Right? Good. Avoh, Menotam said, Elman, Domer, Pagan, Nizka, Kinosa. This is Tam Shvar, Mecheska, Shimur, Kaimen. Loi Asi, Karen, Mikulu. And that's how we say him at base. Kisha, Disa, Bor, Beinayu, Osi, Kulu, Barmi, Karen. The Taisva says, but the Gemara is going to tell us that I would be able to learn any of the Ovois from a combination of the other Ovois. However, the one Ov that I could not learn from any combination is Karen. If it's v'chezkas shimur, I would not be able to say if I buy an animal and all the indications are that this animal is a tame, quiet, doesn't bother a soul animal, never goes crazy. So then I'm not chayiv to give it shmira. So that animal goes crazy, that goes beyond my obligation. That's what Karen. Right? If I hold Palga Nizga Kinosa. So Gemara says, and now Taisva says, that our Sugya doesn't make any sense according to Palga Nizga Kinosa. That's Taisva's Kasha. Right? And that's why the Takya is one sheet in the Mukbetz, which says that our Sugya works only according to Mandomer, that Palga Nizga Mayna. Finish? Goodbye to him. Taki, right? Did I Enochanami? According to Paul Ganizka Kenosa, we would say that we would only have one pasuk. We don't need two pasukim. But according to Palga Nizka Mamayna, if we wouldn't have a second pasuk, so then we'd end up being Mechayiv Mechuberis B'Nezek Sholem. That's one halach in the sugya. Tosis goes on to say, V'yesh Loimar D'Lamanda Omar Palga D'Nizka Kenosa Hodika Omar Avoba Mechuberis Eimo Kulmo Edesi V'yeshalim Nezek Sholem B'Par Mishoyna Lav Mishum D'Israch Karola Ashminan the emu edes elo atanu tzrich lashmina lavi raya min apsukim the mechuberes na mehavi bechlal negicha shloi tite loimar the negicha hainu betlusha duim at the kaini barzel the tzidkia abu mechuberes dark ila hazik mitchi losoi v'nilmud mi bor u'michad mi ovois lechai v'lechad chila nezak sholem. So Taisva says that Enoch and Ami, that the pshat in the sugya is, I would be able to learn that I don't need to justify two psukim to teach me mechuberes, somehow I will learn mechuberes from the other avos. However, the Tana needs to make sure I don't make a mistake. The din de raisa, I would end up maybe even having the din de raisa could be the one pasuk is good enough. Midin de raisa, once I had one pasuk that tells me Karen, I'd be able to use Karen with another Rob, I would end up getting Mechuberes in. But the Tana is saying, the Tana was concerned that if the Tana would only present one Pasuk, then we the reader may make a mistake. We the reader might say that Karen is only Betolush and not Mechuber. And being arrived from the pasuk, Aliba de MS, he says, no, I'd be able to learn mechuberes, and I'd be able to say that mechuberes is chayiv chatzi nezek. I might make a mistake and say mechuberes is darke lahazik mitchilosai, and I would say that mechuberes comes from bor and one of the other ovis and pein nezek sholer. Right? So again, what's Tosfos saying? According to what's Tosfos' answer to the Kasha? Kasha is, how would I ever be Mechayiv? Mechuberes, Nezek Sholem. So what's Tosfos' answer?
It's learned from.
Who's that?
That it's learned from Bor and from another. It's learned from Bor and from another Av. He was never Mechal, Karen in the first place.
But that's only that's a mistake that I would make.
Yeah, I would have thought that it's on Klal.
Right, right. Meikar Adin, I would have said I know that Mechuberes is Lav Darkei Lahazik, and I would have learned it as part of Karen. But I may have made a mistake and said Mechuberes is Darkei Lahazik. What's Darkei Lahazik? So then I'll be able to learn it from Shane Regel and Bor. All right. So again, what Tosfos is saying is that Me'ikar Adin, the Gemara never thought that I would say that Mechuber, Karen Mechuber, is more Chomer than Karen Tolush. But I may have made a mistake. Does Rashi accept Tosfos' limud? Did Rashi learn the Sugya this way? Does Tosfos' answer satisfy Rashi? No. What do you say? Look in Rashi and see.
Yeah.
What do you say that? Which phrase?
When Rashi says in Tashma, "Kanir in ti ben gicha."
Yeah. So that could be the din de raisa for Karen. Toshma v'karner em siv be negicha. Oma, we see from the fact that it says there negicha mechuberes nami kori negicha. L'chari that means the din de raisa. Ubistam negicha poli rachmana bein Karen tamal Karen wedes. Karen Wedes,
is it in the
rice
of itself?
Karen, is it
in
the
rice?
Exactly.
So why would it need to be learned out from
Bor,
from another,
from another? So that is one of the, you also had that in the Shita, that we would have learned Karen from Karen Mechuber, would have been learned from a Karen Tolish after three times. But the point that we're making is that Rashi would not be satisfied with Tosfos' approach because Rashi does learn that it's all on the Deraisa level. All right? Good. So far, we've just learned Pshat in the Sugya. we've introduced the idea that we're going to learn in Daf Hei of learning Avos from multiple, learning Toldos from multiple Avos. And that's going to be supremely important to understanding the Toldosein Ki Yetzel Af Ki Yetzel Ben. However, there is a Rashba that many Achronim point out as being a very important Rashba. So please look at the Rashba. Mishore lo magnu.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, who doesn't have a Rashba in front of them? Who can not access a Rashba?
Is it in the Shita?
It's in the Shita, yeah. That's from, I'm reading from the Shita. Is that? So, you have your phone with you? Or? No? Oh, okay, it's doing double duty.
What's the
Dibra Masa? Mishayr Did I get it right? One second. No. Should be Avo. Should be Avo. Should be Avo. Yeah. And yeah.
Send it to everyone in the WhatsApp group.
Is that?
Send it to everyone in the WhatsApp group.
How did you get it? Oh, you did? Okay, good. Okay, except for Phil. Okay, so look inside. Kashali, Adraba, Emakula Tamahi. The Sham Chasi Nezek, Vilchud. The Kol Afuke Mamoino Kula Leteve, Vachumala Nitzvah. So the Rashba. Again, we're focusing on a line in the Shakal Vitaria, but now we're going to develop a Yosef for it. Okay? The line from the Shakal Vitaria is that would that I need a second Pasuk. Why do I need a second Pasuk? Because I wouldn't have a second Pasuk, I would say that. Karen Mechubar pays Nezek Sholem. Be'ele Tenagach HaSerom is a Karen Tolush. Karen Tolush is Tamvos and Muadus, and I need another person to teach me Karen Mechubar. Good? Says the Rashba, Kashali, why would I ever say that a Karen Mechubar without another person is Nezek Sholem? I would say it pays Chasi Nezek. Why? To call Afuki Mamoina, because when we go to Beis Din and the Mazik and the Nizik says to the Mazik, you're chayiv to pay me because of Karen Mechubar, Kula Latayveya, Mechumra Lanitva. So we have a principle that the nitzva always loses, and the tevei has the upper hand. What's that called? So we're going to go to Beis Din, and we're going to have this a regular case of goring, right? And I'm going to be suing the owner of the para, the owner of the shore, that gored my animal. And I'm going to be suing for Nezek Sholem. And the owner of the animal is going to say, Nezek Sholem? What do you mean Nezek Sholem? What's Nezek Sholem? The first time it ever did. He's a Tam. Right? So the Rashba says, if I wouldn't have another Pasuk, so we're facing off in Beis Din, and he's saying, this is, I'm saying, Be'ele Tanagach HaSaram, that's only if it's a Karen Tolush. Right? And he would say, Me'echete is a Karen Tolush. A Karen is a Karen is a Karen. Chazi Nezek. And I'm saying, what am I saying? But because Sidkiyoa, the Melech Navi Sheker, the Yirmiyahu quotes, said Veilith Nagach means the Karen Tola shall say. A Karen is a Karen is a Karen. So why would I ever think that it's Chayiv Nezek Sholem? Hamoit Mechemer Olveraya. That's the Rosh Bo's Kasha. Right? On the Shakul Vatarya, the Gemara says, without a second pasuk, I would not know. Right? So Taisva said, without a second pasuk, I would know that it's Nezek Sholem. I may make a mistake, and I would say it's Nezek Sholem. So I need a pasuk. So without a second pasuk, I would say, if it's Palga Nizka Mamoina, that is Nezek Sholem, Palga Nizka Kenosa, I would say it's part of Karen. And the Rashba says, I'm not getting, without a second pasuk, I have a suffix. I can't prove that Karen means Tolish. I might say, right? The Gemara says, what's the Gemara's Lashon? Elomauda Tema, ki polig rachmona beitam lemuad, hanemilim tlusha. I might say, a sofek is a hamoit mechavel veraya. So, of course, he's only pechazi nezek. That's the Rashbo's kash. So, the Rashbo's answer is, v'adrabba, v'nizokin sofek didon lahachmer ki isur. Oh, what's who understands the Rashba? What is Rashba saying? Sofik de raisa luchumra. Benizok, and we say Sofik de raisa luchumra. Roy de shloimar. No, what do you mean? Good. What do you mean? Don't.
I was
going to
say, also depends on the book of the Chesed Marikama.
Yeah, correct. So one kasha that all the Achrayim ask in this Rashba is, how can the Rashba say such a thing? It's momentous. And then some strengthen that kasha by saying that we are going to have several teikus in our sugya. And when we have teiku, we're going to pass on the kula. We're not going to pass on the chum. So, how can the Rashba, what does the Rashba mean? Now, that's one thing that has to be explained in the Rashba. But then, there's another Gevaldi Chiddush in the Rashba that we have to now to read through what we've learned already. And the Rashba says a line below, "V'kasha the mashma dein oinchim in adin afilu ben azokin, who can arminin b'mechilta." Tanya, ki yichre ishbor lamedcha she'ein oinchim in adin. Rashba says, "We have a din ein oinchim in adin. How do we know ein oinchim in adin? What right does he bring?" Ain oinchim in adin in Mominus, right? Tais has the kasha. Tais says our Mishnah teaches us that oinchim in adin, right? Like roizek or roizek. Tais had a kasha that you see from the mechilta that ain oinchim in adin. What's the raya from the mechilta? Right. So we have to have kiyach and kiyichra. So we see ein oinchim in adin. So what's the Rashba asking? What's the Rashba asking?
That should only explain bor.
Well, this is teretz. What's his kasha? What's the kasha? Gemara says that if I only had one pasuk, I would say that is legabe tolush, and I would learn that mechuber is nezek sholim. All right. So Taisvus first says, Rishba first says, why would I say that? I have a safek. Safek deiraisa lechumra. I would say that had a safek, so I would be mechayev. I'd be mechayev mechuber. I would be mechayev only nezek. I'd be mechayev mechuber like a tolush chatzin nezek. All right. So first teret is no sofek deiraisa lechumra. But then he said, but if sofek deiraisa lechumra, how machmir are you going to be for? How machmir are you going to be? More machmir than Karen? Than Tolosh? So he says, you can't, how can it be more machmir? Ain't oinshim and adin. There's no basis to be more machmir. Go ahead.
Is he asking, like, the second part, is he saying that because we already know the din of Tolosh, why would we can't learn out
he's saying we should be able to. Right? We can't say that a mechuber should be less than the tolish. Because kal v'chomer, if tolish is chayiv, mechuber should be chayiv. Right? So now the Rashba says, but so you'll ask me. Ein oinshin min adin. Again, what's the Rashba's second line of view? First line, the Rashba says that we should apply the rule of amoytz mechaver al raya. Rashba is a huge chiddush. We don't apply amoytz mechaver al raya to nizakim. Safek derais lachumra. Sarachigan ma perish adorim. Next, v'oydei shloimar. You could give another answer that Tolush certainly has to be as chomer, mechuber has to be as chomer as the Tolush. He can't be less than Tolush. Kal v'chomer, if an animal who grabs a something off the ground and gores with it is chayev, so certainly, and I have to watch over this crazy animal. I certainly have to watch over an animal that gores his own antlers. So certainly should be chayim. All right? Then the Rashba has a kash on himself. What's the kash on himself? Ein oinshin min adin. So what's the Rashba's answer? Why would he allow himself to say that we are going to expand the zikin through kal v'chomer? Why? And why only a boar?
That's where we learn out from.
Whoa. Explain. Boar is many chidushim. All right? Many chidushim on Gavi boar. And explains the various chidushim that will come to. So this Rajbaz Mechudish took on two counts. Right? Again, the how we get to the Rajbam, Shakla Vatari in the Sugya. Not so important. But the two principles that the Rajbaz says clearly are very important for us. The second principle is we learn on Beis Amun Aleph that Ein Oinshin Min Adin. Taisus is Kasha. How could you say Ein Oinshin Min Adin? Our Mishnah is full of Oinshin Min Adin. L'chayra Taisus' answer is Machloikas Tanoim. What would the Rashba's answer be? What is the Rashba's answer? That Oinshin Min Adin. We do Mamadis Minadin. Svara. Right? That's the Mishnah. Bor is a Chiddush. So since Bor is a certain Chiddushim, we don't understand Bor. We don't understand Bor well enough to apply any Svara and expand Bor. Alright. So within the Sugya of Ein Oinshin Minadin and Mamadis, The machleik is between Tosus and the Rashba. Whether the limud from Bor is can be applied to all Hezek or only to Bor. L'chor, what would Tosus say to the Rashba's Ha'ara? That it's only Gabe Bor.
How are you able to use Bor?
Either
it's
not a shell
between Bor and other.
Later on, okay, I'll have to figure that out. So the Rashba has an answer for that. Okay, the Rashba will say that that's not really a kalvachoyver, that is a matzad, it's a different midah. Okay, we'll get to it. But lachoyver, Tosus has to argue with the Rashba's idea that ein oinchim and adin only applies to Bor because of chiddush. Who can bring a raya to Tosus against the Rashba?
Maybe from the Ri.
What was the Ri?
Later on, he says that Ein Unshim doesn't apply to his own good.
Correct. Okay. So who pointed out that Ri?
Rabbi
Kiveger. What else did Rabbi Kiveger point out?
Another source for Ein Unshim.
Which is Tavicha and Mechira. So now you understand what Rabbi Kiva Eger is doing over here. Rabbi Kiva Eger, when he added on more rayas, he was telling you Tosfos was aware of the Rashba and didn't want to limit Einshim and Adin just to the Bor. Taka Kasha, it's not such a big Kasha to the Rashba. Who can defend the Rashba against Rabbi Kiva Eger's Aras? Start with Beryl's Aras. What's the other raya we have in Shemin Adin, the Tosis quotes?
Besides Reim
Zayman. Reim Zayman, no? So Reim Zayman also fits. It's a Chiddush. Right?
Yeah.
So Rashba would say, if I care, that's a raya for me. No, what about Tzvicha Mechira? What's Tzvicha Mechira? Reuven stole an animal. And if he steals a cow, he pays. No? The one that he carries, he pays for less. So the lamb is four and the animal and the poor is five. All right? What's the other explanation for why he pays more for the poor than for the lamb? No, why would you pay more, abiseichel, for stealing a cow than stealing a lamb? Cost, what was that? No, what did he say? No!
The
Malachi work with it. What's that called? Nobody from Sai Sims over here. What's that called?
Value.
No. Opportunity. Cost. No. What's that called in Halacha? It's called Grama. I didn't steal from you your Malacha. I stole from you a cow. Because I stole a cow, you're going to lose 5 days of work. And Halacha and Achaya for that. No. So when you're Chaya for Grama, that's called Achidish. It's the Rashba's punk for carrot. The Rashba says, every Rai you're going to ask, I'm going to show you something about Chiddush. Right? That's what Rabbi Kiveger is pointing out in Beis Ben Aleph. Right? So, you begin to appreciate once you see this Rashba. So there's a machlekes between the Rashba and Tosfos. Whether ein oinshin min adin, Tosfos says, ein oinshin min adin legabe moment, is the machlekes tanoim. The Rashba says, not a machlekes tanoim. Is ain we paskin oinchim in adin, we paskin svara, we paskin leroy zekiroizeh. The gabe certain mechudish likadinim. The Torah says that you can't learn a kalvachem because you don't understand, because they're different. They're not part of they're different principles at work in aim zayman kashalom kasharasa. Good. So you have to understand the Rashba and the Tosfos a little bit deeper. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Rashba and the Tosfos? Each one could have said the other one's Mahalach, right? That one's Marocha. So what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? And we have to understand what's the Rashba saying? That Legabe Nezikin, we say Sofek Nezikin Lachmir. Who wants to make a suggestion? Why you'd say Sofek Nezikin Lachmir? Why it's on a regular Sofek Mominus? No?
Because Nezikin also has the Isser Kabbalah.
Good. So that's the Mahalach of the Birch HaShmuel. Who wants to explain why Beryl's rendition of the Birch HaShmuel needs greater understanding?
It's only Chabala.
What's that?
It's only Chabala.
Why only Chabala?
He said only Chabala. He said
it's Chabala.
That's what Beryl said.
Oh, okay. That's a good horror. Good. Right. Now, if Beryl would have said Birch HaShmuel accurately, why would he have still a good cash against him?
Go ahead. At the end of the day, it's still
the mamonos.
You can ask somebody
and
you'll pay
back
for what you did. Maybe who says
that
the Isser is attached to the mamon?
Okay, go ahead.
Is
it the nail?
Depends how you look at
Zikin. Yeah. Right, no?
Is
it Kanser's
mamon?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't use the terms that. Explain to me Svara.
It depends if you look at Chiv Tashlumin as I damage someone, therefore I need to pay them back.
Compensation, or?
For what? For the fact that I damaged
us,
that's an
opinion. No, that's you can say a less nuanced chiluk. Am I paying because I have compensation, or am I paying because
I did the wrong part?
What did you do wrong? No.
I
didn't. Right. So now. So that's where the Birchmal begins to develop for us. That according to the Rashbam, the Rashbam says that when it comes to Nezikin, we cannot apply Sofek Momon Lahokel, we can't apply Amoitz Mechaveri Olovaraya. We have to apply Sofek Deraisa Luchumra. So between what Beryl said and Eli and Daniel and Zev, we can put together a Mahalach. And that is the Rashbam must hold that the Yesod of payment is not Gezel, it's not that I stole from you, not a Shomis Aveda, but the Yesod of payment is that I am a Poshei, I'm a Choyte, and an Avera. All right? I didn't protect you. I didn't watch my animal. So the Rashba says, so that's why when it comes to Nezikin, we would say, Sofek didon lahachmir. That is a first stab, I would say, at the Birch HaShmuel's rendition of what Reb Chaim would say. There are numerous kashas that requires us to refine this. First of all, why does Tosus not? Tosus doesn't accept this, right? Tosus, I would say lahachmir. I would say lahokel, right? No, so Zeb, what were you thinking before? At the end of the day,
it's you're paying back the damage, but that's not necessarily related to the issue.
At the end of the day, I get slept into Beis Din, and the Nizik is not saying to me, you got to do tshuva, you're a choyte, don't you know about the Yisr Gezel, don't you know there's a mitzvah avos reyim. You think, at the end of the day, I have a dead lamb. Your animal gored my lamb. Right? The Beis Din is not looking l'gavi yisurin. Beis Din is l'gavi tishlumin. Right? It's one or that has to be ironed out between the Rashba and Tosfos. What else? Good.
I was going to ask on that. What about from like Kofar to Adams?
What do you mean?
For Kapari and you,
yeah.
And there's a Tana that holds that you pay the amount of the victim.
Yeah.
So if it's Kapara, so obviously that seems to be a Raya that.
That's the Raya Rechaim brings. That's the Raya that he brings that there must be some kind of Iser. He then says that it comes from Lo Yishmerenu, but that's the strongest raya. There is some kind of Iser, but Zeb would still say it's an Iser. But when we face off in Beis Din, we're not talking Isurin. The Iser, you have an Iser. Good. All right. What about? Let me ask a more powerful question that the Achrayim discuss at great length. Any time that two people face off in Beis Din, if Reuven walks away with money that he shouldn't have, and which he willingly cheats out of the teiveya, out of the nitva. Yeah. No, what is he over? If I walk away with money that doesn't belong to me, what's that? It's called gezel, right?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because Beis Din declared it.
But if I cheated in Beis Din to get them to declare it,
Beis Din owns everything. And if they can decide anything, so Beis Din declares it belongs to somebody else. It's not meaning you lied. And you were able to check it otherwise, you didn't steal.
That is entirely correct. If Reuven and Shimon present their cases honestly, and Beis Din may make a mistake in the Psak Din. But if Reuven and Shimon don't present themselves honestly, so then they're using the Beis Din to get money, to get ill-gotten gains. Right? So isn't there an Iser every time the people go into Beis Din? And we separate the Iser Gezel from the Iser of Moitz Mechel Raya. Right, so the Chayyim the Rashba is very hard to understand. Right, so that's something to work on. So we have an open Priska Rav that we'll come back to. At least we know that he answers the question. We'll get to it, and then in this sugya, so we learn the Tais and the Rashba. And what's important to appreciate is that the Shir did not focus on the Shakal Vatari of the sugya. The shakl v'tar of the sugya, the diuk in the sugya, that without another source, I would have said that keren mechuber as chayiv nezek sholem, for that one phrase we build up, Tosfos says, don't build up anything. Don't draw any conclusions, Tosfos says. It's only the Tana worrying about the person making an error. But in terms of Yisaitis and then nothing's changed. But according to and Tosfos says, and this the Brisker Rav addresses this Tosfos, because Tosfos is clearly saying told they saying ki yaitse v'hen. But and that's in the absence of a clear makor. But the Rashba, because of this one line. So he's machadesh, he's not because. In response, this one explains to us that he understands that when it comes to Hezek, we say, Sofek Hezek L'chomra. So Achroinim say, number one, it's not entirely correct, because by Tekus we don't say that. Number two, we don't say that by Sofek Momen, even though there is Yisr Gezel. And the best Hezra we would have is that it's a Suffolk, whether I did a good shmira, and Zev says no, but here we're discussing momentous, we might see moment. And we're not discussing in base, did you do a good shmira or not? And then we have another very important makor in the sugya of Ein Shem Adin. And then we now have the sheet of the Tosfos, Machlekes Tanoim, and the sheet of the Rashba that Ein Ein Shem Adin is only applied to the mechudishtik aspects of mominus. But in the non-mechudishtik aspects, so then we will still say oin shem min adin, api svara. Good. So please, again, go over this. We didn't explain yet the taste of the Rashba. And either we'll do that tomorrow, or we'll go right there into the next Tosfos, and again hold this for a later time when we have to have more information, more makaris, to be able to understand this v'omkus. So the next Tosfos we'll decide tomorrow whether we'll do the next Tosfos or whether we'll go deeper in the Rashba.